Jerry, as you all are putting in the defense with these new pieces, how are you liking the options that you're going to be able to have in calling plays this fall?
Oh, a lot. You know, our scouts have done a terrific job of getting us guys that can go out there and win some one-on-ones. You know, that's kind of what you're looking for. A lot of teams are spreading you out and doing those type of things, and when you can win one-on-one, it gives you a chance to make more options. So you got guys like Foku, you got guys like Pollard. You know, they mix in with Wilson and Griff and all those guys. Now you got three or four guys that can blitz from the back end. You got big guys that can blitz inside with Ayers and with Zach Brown and those guys. Now let's use our talent other than always schematic.
Are you doing things differently from a scheme standpoint, or did they bring in these guys to do what you've wanted to do the last 2 years?
Well, we kind of did a mixture. You know, the first year we got in and we needed big guys to help stop the run. And that was the one thing that we were looking at. And then we kind of lost Jason Jones, and we lost a couple of guys there. And this year we brought in some more big guys. So those big guys have a role in this league. You know, you got to be able to be physical up front. You got to have a presence to stop the run. And we went out and got some big, really big guys. And after that, now your little guys get a chance to play. You know, if the big guys can't stop the run, the little guys got to stop it, and you're going to be in trouble trying to do that. And I thought we did a terrific job of bringing in some more big guys.
I was going to say, all those big guys, Carl Klug sort of is the one who doesn't fit that picture as well. What's his role with this?
Well, the thing that Carl, you know, brings to us is he brings a lot of versatility. You know, Carl can play he can play three technique, he can play defensive end, he could play, you know, the things that's going to give us a chance to actually get better. You know, he's not just going to be a one guy. You know, that's the thing I like about Carl. If you look at Carl the last 2 years, he's a guy that's been probably more consistent with sacks. He has 5.5, you know, over each year. So you look at that, you say, well, why doesn't he have a bigger role? Well, he will have one this year. And he's I think, you know, I like what Carl brings. He has a wrestler's mentality, and I like that. I like a guy who has that hand-to-hand combat, who's not afraid to go inside or play outside. Well, I mean, when we're in Buffalo, it gives you a whole lot more options that offenses don't like that, because now they got to identify who that fourth guy is. Are you rushing him? Are you putting him in coverage? What are you doing with him? And a lot of offensive linemen, they like four down line. I can count that and find the mic. When you got three down line, it's always harder. You know, because is it going to be a linebacker, the fourth rusher? Is it going to be a safety, the fourth rusher? And we actually had a really, really good defense in Buffalo doing that. And hopefully, you know, that's what we're kind of working on again now. I was a part of that in Seattle. We did the exact same thing. Matter of fact, we played with eight DBs in Seattle. And it really screwed you up, because you don't know who those other two guys are. And offensive linemen, I'm telling you, they don't like that. Yeah, you know, when I was with Wilson when he was transferred from a wide receiver over to a defensive back, and, you know, played a little wheel linebacker, you know, there in Buffalo, free agent guy. He just kept working. All of a sudden, he's been in this league a long time. And you tell guys, you have to be smart and understand what you're doing. And he's really smart. He picks up our system just like that. And, you know, Pollard, I think he has an edge to him, and that's the edge we're looking for. And, you know, he's going to be the guy that we're going to look to set the tone. You know, you got to be one of the guys to set the tone for what we want. You know, you got to be that Blaine Bishop. You got to be that guy that we had here before, and everybody that's going to follow. And I read some of his articles, and I like what he's talking about, because, again, players going to have to do the talking, not the coach. When the players talk, everybody else is going to listen.
How much do you emphasize or remind these players of what this team did defensively in 99, 2000 to try and draw off or show to them?
Well, you really don't. But, you know, you don't do that, because a lot of these guys, you know, you look at the rookies, those guys was probably, you know, toddlers. So what you try to do is you try to get them to understand how fast you got to play in this league with a young mentality. And then you bring in guys like Pollard, like Foku, like those guys who've been on good defenses already. And then you put that mixture in and say, hey, look, let me show you how good we can be. And we're actually committed to doing that. You know, we're trying to get those guys to understand how we used to be, but you don't show them video because they're different guys. You know, we don't have a Javon Kearse coming off the edge like that. And if we did, you know, that'd be easy. Now you show this cat a lot of film of Javon Kearse, but we don't have that type of guy.
Now that you're out on the field, how's it working with Greg and where he fits in with this?
Well, I mean, Greg has always fit in. You know, that's the thing about Greg, you know, being with him 9 out of my 11 years, it's probably just like, you know, here's a piece of puzzle. He put the puzzle back together. And it's good. You know, we get a chance to work together, kind of sound things off each other. He's great at some things that I know I'm not good at, and I'm good at some things I know he's not. So I think it's a great mixture. You know, it's to give us a chance to really do what you know, you kind of got two strong guys, and one guy's going to do this, another guy's going to do that, and then we find that balance. And that's what you're trying to get right now.
How the players react?
Oh, a lot. I mean, to me, I think the players like that. You know, that they like, and Greg is his own guy. You know, Greg is not going to bow down to me, you know, to say, oh, well, this is Jerry's guy. You know, I'm trying to be a servant. You know, Greg is going to be Greg, and I won't let him do that. I mean, my job is to be the leader of the defense and let guys be strong where they're strong at. And that's really what's helping me out this year of getting around the guys who are really good at what he's good at and then let him go coach football.
Greg, the year off, did it? You know, do you see any difference in him in terms of the way he thinks or the way he acts, or is he the Greg Williams you've always known?
Well, I mean, the guy that I've coached with, he's always been that guy. You know, I don't know what he did at Jacksonville. I don't know what he did in New Orleans, but the guy that I was with in Buffalo, in Washington, and in here, I see the same guy. You know, I see a guy who cares about his job, who cares about the players, and who understands what his role is, and, you know, trying to get the players to be the best they could be.
Coach, you guys have talked about just the change in culture. Have you seen just the change in culture in the locker room around here?
Well, I mean, I really haven't been in the locker room. Like I said, the only thing I've read is really some of the articles that Pollard's talked about. He's probably one of the most vocal guys that you've kind of, you know, you've seen. And I think, you know, again, the players understand the sense of urgency. This guy just won a Super Bowl ring. So he wants another one, and our guys want one. So in order to get that, you have to have guys who either have done it or who believe in doing it. And he talks it, and hopefully he walks it and get everybody else to come walk with him. And that this game is a physical game. You play by the rules, but you play physical. And you look at the Baltimore Ravens defense, you look at the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I studied Seattle, I studied San Francisco. Those guys are physical football players, and they don't take a backseat to anyone. And when they play each other, I'm telling you, Seattle and San Francisco is probably the most physical game you watch a long time. So when them guys play, they play great defense, and that's what we're trying to get our guys under. Understand, we got to be committed to playing physical, tough football on the defensive side of the ball and then get offense a chance to go out and win the game.
How much a culture change shows up actually not seen until hit the field in the season?
Well, I mean, to me, the thing that shows up really is in attitude. You know, how the guys go out there, what they talk about, you know, are they complaining about the weather, are they complaining about this? And if you don't hear that, you know the attitude is changing to what you want to be. And I think that's the thing that we're trying to change right now, because you really don't know how physical you're going to be. You don't wear any pads. So really your attitude has to change first, and then when you get past that, that'll carry over to what your body's going to do. Well, it is. I mean, it because you have a great quarterback. You know, used to be where a quarterback wouldn't run. You know, a guy's never going to put his your best football player out on the field to run. Now that guy is a running type of quarterback. So you have to be accounted for him. Now you got to play 11 guys other than just 10. So when you look at that, you got to be accounted for it. So you need space guys who can play and make plays in space. So that's kind of what you're doing. But again, it's going to boil down to you have to get to the Super Bowl in order to get there, and you got to play great defense getting there. Even though it was a high-scoring game, you could see early on in that game, Baltimore pretty much had that game under wraps before the lights went out and came back. So I watched that game, and I watched a defense that was really physical, that was understanding, and they had some weaknesses too. And you know what? All of a sudden, when the lights came back on, the 49ers found those weaknesses, and they took advantage of it, and then they got some scores.